2 of the Lori and Julia Show rolls on for Thursday, April 8th, National Empanada Day, from some research I was doing earlier.
Oh,
I love an empanada. Not,
yes.
What's an empanada again?
Empanada is just basically, you know, like a
dough hot pocket.
With stuff. Not like a hot pocket, because they're so much better because it's buttery, flaky crust. And then they can be stuffed sometimes with vegetable. Many countries have their version of like an empanada.
And it's not to be confused with the girl from Ipanita.
No, Ipanema, would be.
Or the town of Ensenada.
Yeah, right. Trying to think
of... Lauren Impala.
Oh, yeah. Or Engelbert Humperdinck.
Right. We had so many. The windmills of the mind continue to churn.
That was a good
here.
One, though.
Yeah.
Who has a name... Engelbert Humperdinck.
Well, and the funny thing is, that's not even his real name.
That's
it was
right.
changed to be that.
We talked about that. Ugh. I mean, who comes up with that as a stage name?
I don't know, but my grandma loved Engelbert Humperdinck. And I was like, he's still alive. And my grandma must have really liked him. He must have come right out of the gate.
No kidding.
You know, because I think he's in his late 70s.
Yeah, I know.
So he was young when my grandma fell in love with Engelbert Humperdinck. There was some song... Make the world go away.
Make
or
the world go away.
Yeah, something. And my grandma knew all the words. This is my mom's song. And she just loved it. And I loved that she knew all the words.
Right.
She'd smoke her Pall Malls and make me a chocolate cake and sing that song.
And the Pall Malls had the interesting filter that had a peace sign in it. Because, you know, the filter wasn't solid. It had like a plastic tip on the end.
Oh,
I only
wow.
know this because my friend Liz Orme. Her mom used to smoke them, and we used to smoke the buds back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And she smoked Pall Mall. And they had like this funny, isn't it funny? We knew so many filters because we'd steal so many smoking cigarettes that had already been butted.
Right.
And we'd
right.
light them up again. That is so gross when you think about it.
Absolutely. It's disgusting, but you were, you know.
That was just what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way,
the joys of childhood.
Right. Lady Gaga is continuing to serve all the looks while shooting the House of Gucci in Rome. This time it's wedding style. Holly posted the photo, but it's a wedding dress. Lady Gaga, her character Patrizia Reggiano, is obviously going to the church to marry the man, Adam
Gucci.
Driver, that, you know,
the
27
pictures,
years later she'll kill.
Yes. Well, so this is a happy day.
Yeah.
The pictures are so gorgeous.
Yeah.
They really are. What a fun thing to do. This 70s thing is just so much fun that we're reliving through that horrible show that you got me in.
Oh, The Serpent?
Yeah.
Rocco, did you watch it?
I have not watched it yet. No. I think Royce's watching it.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised. It's just too good.
It's seriously, it's disturbing.
Very much so.
It's disturbing.
Which has never stopped me from loving a TV show before. And sometimes it's a requirement.
We do have a caller that has a fun Engelbert Humperdinck story, if you want.
Okay,
please.
Let me just punch her up. There you go.
Who is it?
I didn't even ask.
Okay. Hi, you're on MyTalk 107.1.
Hi, ladies. My name's Kathy, and I had to call in because you're talking about Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes.
And my mom adored him. And back in the 80s, I remember I was in high school. I came home on a Friday night, and she was high as a kite because she'd been at the Carlton Ballroom, I think.
Oh.
And had a table right up by the stage.
Mm-mm.
And he gave her a sweaty handkerchief that just was loaded with his cologne, and she was giddy. It was hilarious.
Oh.
And I feel like Engelbert is like 79. He's still with us, and I think he might have some kind of a cancer, but he was he is like he was young and hot. He was discovered early, if you know what I mean.
My mom is 82, so.
Okay, so he would have just been a couple years young. Yeah, this totally... tracks. Do you see that, Julia? That if Engelbert
he was born Arnold George Dorsey in 1936.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive
and he still was performing and everything else, but I feel like I just had read some point in the last couple months that he was diagnosed with something.
He's 84.
I just read in February
he had
COVID.
Mom.
Yeah, check in with your mom.
Thanks for calling in, Kathy.
Thank you. Oh, the good old Carlton.
Yeah, he had COVID in February, and unfortunately, his wife died from it.
Oh,
yes, I see that. Engelbert.
Engel. Not Engel. Engelbert Humperdinck. Well, it's an interesting marketing strategy, and it's obviously not one that's been repeated because I can't think of anybody else who has a name quite like that.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we don't have time for this, but I will say this. Okay,
just say it.
There is a confusing movie that has been released. It's just been brought to my attention. It topped the charts on Netflix this week. It's like Serpent is the big TV show
people are watching. Because I feel like
it's called What Lies Below.
Oh, this looks horrible, Lori.
Okay.
It's right up your alley.
It's a sci-fi horror film that's topped the charts on Netflix, but viewers have said it's the weirdest, most confusing movie ever. So here's what it is. It's about a sinister merman preying on a mom and daughter, and a teenager comes home to find her mom, played by Mina Suvari,
yes,
with a new boyfriend named John. And John, like every good merman or merwoman, is allergic to salt, keeps a tank of parasitic lampreys around, is fascinated by menstrual blood, and has scales. So she's immediately suspicious of her mom's new boyfriend.
As one would be.
The Merjon, as it were.
Okay, but listen to you. A sinister merman.
Yeah, so that's what it's about. But people are saying, don't waste your time.
I saw it, and it the pictures look good. But after that, I read about what it was about, and I thought, nah.
I might have to check it out just because of the
you
merman.
You love a merman.
Yeah, just that merman angle.
Is
alone.
Sirens your mer lady show off the air on the CW?
Yeah, yes, it is. And it was mermaids and merwomen. And the
those are
Navy
the same thing.
And the CIA or the FBI were involved. And
I liked it. I watched like 4 or 5
episodes.
It was
good. It was really good. But yeah, it's off. It's not returning. Yeah. So it left on a cliffhanger.
Oh.
But there were 2 seasons, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll be right back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right. Today, besides being National Empanada Day, which led us to Engelbert Humperdinck...
That's right.
It is Dog Farting Awareness Day.
What?
What? Dogs fart. Oh, my gosh. Do dogs fart?
Thank you.
And they're
Captain
stinky
Obvious.
And they're smelly. And you wonder who dealt it because they're silent. Dogs farts don't make noise, in case anyone's wondered. So you can always blame it on the dog.
Okay. I think every day is National Dog Farting Day, just FYI.
But it's awareness. We want you to. And yesterday I gave you the feng shui idea about where to put your bed a day early, because today's the big international feng shui day.
Yeah, and you weren't really giving anyone an idea that they didn't know. So to even claim that you were giving people an idea is really
just
interesting.
Let me own it for half a second. Okay, so let's see here. Here is, if you guys, you know, we're going to get a surprise. If you found something that would just, what would you just die if someone surprised you with right now?
I wouldn't mind like somebody popping out of a cake and dancing, taking off their clothes. That'd be amazing.
Remember how much fun Let Us Entertain You used to be?
Mm-hmm.
When we'd have stripper, you know, you'd hire for someone's birthday, Rocco. This is back in the un-PC days. You'd hire a policeman.
Like early
80s. This is
90s.
Yeah. No.
Oh, really?
We did this in the 90s at Carlson Companies. And they'd come into our corporation and they'd come onto our floor and someone would have a birthday and you'd hire a cop to be a stripper.
And they wouldn't go too far
down. No, they wouldn't. But I mean, it just seems so un-PC now.
Well,
Lori got in trouble because she had a calendar of men with bare chests. Remember, they always wanted you to cover up your calendar.
Oh, I loved the men of sandals. I think
that
it was
it.
Yeah,
it was the pre-Manuel.
It was.
I've always loved to surround myself with eye candy since I was
men
like 11.
Do it and women do it.
Yeah, you know, and I would pull the pictures out of the Tiger Beat magazine.
And I remember, and Lori's cube was so far in the back, but people and no one would ever come to your cube and they would yell
at
you.
But somebody didn't like me.
I know. Those are the people that usually make you take it down.
Yeah, I know.
The people that don't like you. Well, all right. So here, Rocco, if you had a great surprise, what would yours be?
A room makeover.
Oh, you wanted to get the room makeover that we're giving
You're
away.
Not eligible.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But people are eligible. You just have to get our app. and sign up for it. All right, so here are some of the best and worst surprises. I just want to see if you guys think.
A plane ticket, you know, like a quote-unquote plane ticket, or somebody gives you a trip. That'd be an exciting surprise.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
Yeah.
Like finding random money.
I just found $5 the other day. I washed it. It's mine. It came from Casey. It came from Casey. I know it, but
doesn't matter.
It washed it.
How it got there, whoever takes it out.
Found it. I don't even tell them.
All right, do you guys like surprise parties for yourself? I mean, have you ever had one, Lori?
Surprise party?
Because you've given yourself a party.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
I don't either. Rocco, have
you? I don't think I have. Mm-mm. I'm hard to surprise, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you ever want one?
I don't think so. I wouldn't
say no to one.
Either would I.
Yeah, if somebody wants to bother, go right ahead.
Right.
You know? Some people, though, would Casey, I could do a surprise party, but he would
give it away.
No, he would say to me later, why did you do that? Because he does not like
that much attention.
That much attention. It would just make him.
We would like it more.
We would.
We would definitely like it more. Yeah. Finding you're getting money back in your taxes would be a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a huge one.
Yes.
Engagements or proposals are good surprises. Those were always good. How did Casey propose to you?
In bed.
How did it happen? You know, I don't know that I've ever asked you this. And you're not even opening up a fortune cookie in bed.
No, I was just.
I don't think I've ever asked you this because it was all of, you know, 3 months after they met.
Oh, Julia.
Tell me, how did that go down?
I think I'd finally broken up with the other guy. I'd been dating because I was double dating.
Yeah, you were double dipping, as it were.
Uh-huh. And so we dated for like a full month. And
you and Casey after?
After I broke up with the other guy.
Okay, so we're on month three now.
Month two.
Oh.
Month two. I mean, I dated someone else for the, you know, first, we like, you know, anyway.
The first month.
Yeah. And then, just, I think the kids were at their mom's house, and so I got to spend the night at his house
because
his kids weren't there. And he just said, in bed, I don't want to spend another night alone without you. Will you marry me? Or something like that.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
Did he have a ring at the time, or he just asked you out of the blue?
No, he just asked me in bed. Uh-huh. And I probably stretched and kissed him and said, I have to think about it.
Of course, darlings. He was a fireman at the time. Now, how many nights a month are you going to be gone? I mean, remember, you would do the math.
Julia.
Because you went into being a mom right away.
When a person has been married twice and then you get asked a third time, you have to really.
Weigh your options.
No, but you got to think about it because clearly, maybe you're not good at it.
There you go.
You know,
all right.
I failed at this institution not once, but twice, spectacularly the second time. And the first one, you know, broke a million hearts along the way, including my family. So I was not in a hurry. And then he had
the kids.
He had two children. They were 11 and 13. And I, you know, they were the same age as some of my nieces and nephews. So I felt semi-confident.
Right.
And I knew I wouldn't be any kind of an overbearing
mom
because I
wasn't natural.
I'm not a mom, you know. So anyway, but yeah.
Rocco, how did you ask Meg?
You know, it's funny. This is the second time that the piano bar, the Manor, has come up at this hour.
Where is the Manor?
It's gone now.
Where was it?
It was on West 7th, kind of down by where Buca is.
I know what you're talking about. Right across from the strip club.
It was connected to the strip club.
Yes.
There was like a strip club, a supper club,
Galleons,
and a piano
or what
bar.
What was the name of the strip
Casey's
club?
Casey's. And yeah, it was, we were on the dance floor dancing to our Love Is Here to Stay, and I thought, you know what, it's New Year's Eve, you know, my grandparents' anniversary was New Year's Eve, why don't we get married this time next year, will you marry me, sort of thing, and it worked out. Yeah.
And you did get married on New Year's Eve then?
Yep, a year later.
That's cool.
That is really sweet.
And yeah, Casey didn't have a ring. I mean, Rocco,
yeah,
did
I didn't either.
Ring?
No,
yeah.
I was kind of unprepared.
And he just asked me, you know, when I, like a week later, said for sure yes.
Yes.
You know. Because I had to get another marriage proposal in between.
I know you did.
He
literally did, Rocco. From the other one that she was dating that she already broken up with. Who came back.
He said, what kind of ring do you want? And I said, oh, just a simple platinum band with some diamonds in it. And he thought,
I'm off
the hook. Right. This is so great.
Platinum is more expensive than gold.
And then when he goes mm-hmm. down to
Mueller's Jewelry in Highland Park. I know all the details
now. I think
now.
He was shaky.
Yeah.
You know, that a simple platinum band would be like $5,000. Mm-hmm. You know.
You still got it and it's still beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, there we go.
There we go.
That was my random thoughts where you guys did all the talking. Right. How'd I do? I feel like I did really well. All right.
We come back. We're going to play the new Prince song. This album is coming from the vault, not out till July. But Prince fans, music fans, very excited. They announced this 12-track album is coming out. It was recorded at Paisley Park Studios. Like, Rocco, was it 5 years ago?
No, it was 10 years ago. 2011, yeah.
2011, yeah, 10 years ago. And the full album will be out on July 30th. But that is the first song, Welcome to America, funky, but also giving us some powerful words about the state of America as only Prince can do. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is a kind of a fun era of Prince, sort of that, you know, there was a couple albums back then. 2010 was a pretty good album. And then Minneapolis Sound and Lotus Flower. Those are the ones I think you could get at Target.
Yeah.
Those, I mean, there's some gems on those albums. So I'm looking forward to this. And it's going to come out, I think, I don't know if you have to buy the deluxe edition or whatever, but it's going to come out with a DVD of a night in Inglewood, California at the old Lakers stadium there. And that was part of like a 21-night stand in California that
finally that's
remember the, and his address was 2121 yeah. and the purple yeah. address yeah. Well, also on this, you're talking about the 11 previously unreleased songs.
Yeah, we've not heard any of this music.
One of the tracks is a cover of Soul Asylum's Stand Up and Be Strong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that today. It was credited to Dave Perner. I was like, whoa.
Well, we just had his brother on yesterday.
I know.
And Prince's old drummer was on our show a couple weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Michael Bland.
Yes.
And now he's in Soul Asylum. It's all circular.
It's all coming
back.
And I love when he said people snatch bass players.
Yes, I did that for you. Yes. Well, yeah, just for kicks, I don't think I've heard this song. This is the Stand Up and Be Strong
by... Okay, play for us.
Soul Asylum. I'll skip to the middle here. They haven't been released. I'm excited to see the DVD. So what do we know the date on the...
When July 30th.
July 30th.
All right. So that's good that they're like getting some of... his music out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, finally.
Also, speaking of music,
yes.
We posted the Today Show had an exclusive look at the trailer for Cher and the Loneliest Elephant. Remember when she, Kavan or whatever the elephant was?
Yes.
This, or Pakistan. It was a malnourished elephant in a zoo in Pakistan. And so it's posted and it just looks, it's going to be on the Smithsonian Channel and they're very excited that it's going to air on the Smithsonian Channel, and then it'll stream starting April 22nd, I think, on the Smithsonian, April 21st, Earth Day. So on Paramount Plus, it'll be streaming then on the 22nd. So it looks really good, and go share.
Go share
go
is right.
Share. And then, okay, our girl, Kelly Clarkson.
She just keeps delivering.
Yesterday, she had Kevin Bacon on, and he was in her studio.
Uh-huh. You're seeing that happening now. You're seeing people come
yes,
as guests.
Sometimes, yeah. And so he was in studio, and he's obviously filming City on a Hill because he's got his cheesy 80s mustache.
Yes, he does.
Very Gomez of him as far as it looks like... Gomez from the Addams Family. It's kind of that where it comes straight down from your nostrils.
Yeah.
So it's not all the way over the lip.
Yep.
That's a Gomez mustache.
Is that what you call a Gomez? Okay.
Yeah. There used to be a bar in Duluth we called the Gomez Lounge because every guy in there was like 40 with some half-assed mustache.
Right?
That reminded us of Gomez from Morticia and Adam or the Addams Family. But anyway, so Kelly Clarkson, she just had... great energy. They had a fun interview with Kevin Bacon, but the song she covered with her band, y'all, is a Patsy Cline song, She's Got You.
Got you.
Wow.
Okay, so that is, Rocco, maybe if you could find the original so we could just play it. But
oh, yeah,
she's
according
so lovely.
To one of Patsy Cline's biographers, okay. It's a book called The Honky Tonk Angel, the writer Hank Cochran remembers, and this was recorded in December of 61, released in 62. The writer remembers calling Patsy and telling her, I've just written you your next number one song. And she said, well, come on over and don't forget to bring a bottle of booze. And she said, you can play it on the guitar for me and my friend Dottie West, who was also a country singer. And she was so emotionally moved by its lyrics and loved the song so much that she learned it that night, calling up her manager and producer to sing it over the phone at her next session. She recorded it, and this was very rare because I guess she and her producer never agreed on songs, but this time they both agreed that it was a hit, and with the lyrics, you know, and this was a follow-up to her two huge hits, I Fall to Pieces and Crazy, which came back to back.
Right.
So here's Patsy Cline. This is your breakup song. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny, I used to DJ weddings a lot, and I'd want to play, you know, Patsy Cline songs because they sounded so nice and timeless, but
right.
almost all of them were breakup songs.
Right.
Had to finally find, like, the song Always, I think, is kind of a optimistic
a
love song or
one.
Something. Yes.
Rocco, could you ever do that one in your register and sing He's Got You? And
just, that's a beautiful song.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
I'm downloading it right now.
It's so good, and it really adds, I mean, Sweet Dreams, if you've never seen that biopic with Jessica Lange playing Patsy Cline, that is an epically great movie because, of course, she has a tragic ending, but she takes Loretta Lynn under her wing, and it is just an incredible performance by Jessica Lange, and you will...
Sweet Dreams. I guess. I don't know the Patsy Cline story.
Yeah, it came out, I don't know when it came out in relation to Coal Miner's Daughter,
right.
But it's just a great biopic of, you know, somebody who's like really an incredible singer. And then that was her first time she's got a number one in the UK.
That was 1985 that came out.
Yeah, so it was around the Coal Miner's Daughter, I feel like.
Eddie Harris and Jessica Lange.
Yeah, and they're just incredible in it. And,
oh my gosh, Lori.
I know.
You like your Patsy Cline.
I love
your country.
I like biopics, a really good true story.
Yeah, I know
of
you
somebody.
Do.
They're so, I mean, Chadwick Boseman, if you haven't seen him where he plays
42?
James Brown.
Oh.
Well, he does... He's in several biopics.
Yes,
he plays Thurman Marshall.
Yeah.
He plays James Brown, Get On Up. And then he also plays, you just said it.
42. Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
I just love a biopic. I don't
so
care
do
if it's sports,
I,
music.
I would agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I would
okay.
agree.
So Taylor Swift. Rocco, I think we can just play her song. We don't need to. She was on GMA today and said, good morning, America. Mm-hmm. I've got an exclusive for you. But she's re-recording her version of songs, so people will buy these.
Yes. What's
and
the latest?
Well, this is Fearless again,
okay.
And it's a song from the vault.
And the way I recorded it, it still has the intro in it.
Okay,
so.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Here it comes.
We have the first clip of her title track, along with a very special message from Taylor herself. Take a look.
Good morning, America. It's Taylor. I just wanted to say, first of all, you guys have been so supportive of Good Morning America since day one of this entire process of me re-recording my music. And I'm so ecstatic that my album Fearless, Taylor's version, will be out tonight. It's crazy that it's finally here. And I wanted to give you guys as a thank you an exclusive first glimpse of one of the songs on the album, the title track, Fearless, Taylor's version.
So now, without further ado, here's Taylor with Fearless, Taylor's version. Listen out.
All of her six studio albums.
That's amazing.
And it's yesterday she released Mr. Perfectly Fine, which is a song that didn't make it onto the Fearless soundtrack.
Right.
And basically, there's a lot of this and that. Who is it about? Jake Gyllenhaal. It is 100% about Joe Jonas. Because that's who she was writing about in that era. And sources have confirmed all over the place that yes, because it's an obvious blind item song, Mr. Perfectly Fine, about a guy who dumped her via a text, which is how Joe Jonas dumped her.
Mm-hmm.
And she told
it happens.
Yes, it does.
It happens,
and
people.
No one ever feels good about
nope.
it.
Nope.
Write a song is what Taylor did about
write
it.
Write a song. Write a book.
But what was funny was that Joe Jonas's wife, Sansa.
Sophia Turner.
Yes.
From Game of Thrones.
She just, on Taylor's Instagram, she just wrote, "This is not a bop."
What does that mean? I don't know what it means because everyone interpret. I read all this and I'm like, what the heck does that mean? If anyone knows, call us.
Well, I mean, I was just like, I mean, because it's not good, maybe, is how I take it. Well, Marco, no, how do you take it? This is not a bop.
What is not a bop?
The Perfectly Fine song.
Yeah,
she said, this is not a bop.
A bop.
But here's how people were interpreting it, okay. That actually Sophie Turner likes Taylor Swift more than Joe Jonas in this case.
I don't
so
think
it was
so.
Not a cut. I thought it wasn't a dig at all.
Taylor wrote back, "I bend my knee to the Queen of the North."
Yeah, so it was a positive, but whatever "this is not a bop" means. I have no idea. Yeah. It's slang in UK?
I don't know.
Well, none of us know.
I was happy to know that Taylor took a queen to the, you know, a knee to the Queen of the North.
Right.
That was very good response. But anyway.
But we have no idea what it means.
I don't think it means anything. Okay. I always think of a bop as just like it's like a song you would like bop along to,
or
you know, that
a
it would
bop
be a
like
dance.
Or you could bop somebody in the face, you know, bop somebody in the nose.
But I never bopped anybody in the nose. I've heard maybe people, pop somebody in the nose.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's.
I think we're overthinking
okay,
it.
Fine.
And I think a
but
bop
it was just
is just because like Mr. Perfectly Fine is not really a bop song. I guess I agree with that. It's not a song we're going to run around the living room and dance
it's
to in our underwear.
It's just the weirdest response. That was it. Yeah.
The first definition on Urban Dictionary is a good song, a song that is really good.
So, there you go.
When the song's beat is so dope, you got to bounce to it a little.
So when she says it's not a bop, it wasn't a good song, I guess is what she's saying. And even Taylor did not bite and just she takes a bow. Because
okay.
Why is she going to fight about something that happened that long ago?
Right. Oh.
That was a good PR way for her to deal with that. And then it also confirms it's about Joe Jonas.
Right.
100%.
Okay, that,
Yeah. Mr. Perfectly Fine was Joe Jonas. Mm-hmm. Because the line, "Hello, Mr. Casually Cruel."
And the title, "Mr. Perfectly Fine," which means you're just that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're nothing more, you're nothing less, you're just fine.
Yeah, she said, because she threw on Ellen's show, she threw Joe Jonas under the bus. She said, "I'm not even going to be able to remember the boy who broke up with me over the phone in 25 seconds when I was 18. And she said that was the most rebellious thing she did, she told Ellen in 2019. Was when she put Joe Jonas on blast on the show and talked about that.
Oh, funny.
So I did just hear from somebody who is a parent of a teenager. She says, a bop is a good song.
Right.
And she said the quote is, and maybe I misheard you, is that she said it's not a bop.
That is, you are right. Okay. So she was saying something
she
positive.
Liked
she liked
it.
And then, okay.
Thank
so,
goodness
God,
somebody
solved
helped
it. Us. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. This is not a bop.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay, this is not a bop. We mean it's a good song.
It's a good song.
We've learned that.
But when you say it's not a bop, we were right. This isn't good. So why take a knee to the north? Oh, I see. It's not a bop.
Right. That was the craziest thing.
That was a crazy conversation we just had. We're having people Hollywood speak right and left. Hannah
what did
sent
she
me
say?
An email.
What'd she say?
She said, it's not a bop. So it
we
is,
read it wrong.
Yeah, and then she said, so that means it's good. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know that. When you got two knots. You're double speaking. Okay.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, what do we got?
These bunnies are not happy. So Holly Madison.
Okay, my son called me last night. Mom, remember when you interviewed Holly Madison in Las Vegas?
Yes.
And he said, yes. And he said, I just heard the craziest podcast. She was on Barstool Sports. Because my boys are obsessed with that.
Yeah. And I had read Holly Madison's
Down the Rabbit Hole
and absolutely loved it. She was so viscerally honest about everything that went on, how she became a Playboy Bunny mansion girlfriend of Hefner. And,
yes.
You know, she writes about it that she, I think she was like from a small town in Oregon, and she literally had everything she owned in her car, and she was couch surfing and kind of had this waitressing job, but she really had nowhere to live, and she got invited to a party.
At the mansion. Playboy Mansion.
And she was that desperate that she hit it off with
Hugh.
Half. He offered a quaalude, and he said, this is the thigh opener. She didn't want it, but he was intrigued enough that one of the other seven girlfriends he had at the time said, would you like to be a new girlfriend if you
sleep with him?
If you do become a girlfriend, he really likes you. You can live here at the mansion for free.
Right.
And you get allowance, and we have some other things. So anyway, mm-hmm. she writes about all of that. So she is talking about it, and I think she might have, I don't know if she's added to her book, whatever. Maybe
right.
she's written a second book.
Right.
Kendra Wilkinson.
Another Girls Next Door played at the mansion.
Yes, and she and Holly and Bridget.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, I love that show.
I know anyway, you did. You.
They've had a feud for years, okay? And
Kendra and Holly.
And because Kendra was like 18 when she became Hef's girlfriend, and Holly and Bridget were like 25 and 26, something
right.
like that.
Right.
I could totally see how the 18-year-old would annoy you at 25, 26.
Sure, 100%.
You're like a puppy at 18.
Yeah, you're
you know?
In such a different spot.
Anyway, so, but Kendra, for whatever reason, has resented that Holly has tried and successfully been able to monetize what she got off of her lift off of the Girls Next Door.
Right.
But apparently only Kendra is allowed to, because she put on Holly's... On an Instagram post about it, she said, dude, .. It's 2021.
Get over it, kind of.
Quit telling the story. And right. I'm like, Kendra, you had like 7 years of your reality show.
She did. You married to Hank Bassett. You had this. You
Basket. Was it Basket or Bassett?
Some NFL player. That thing went south.
Anyway, and then someone wrote back and said, you know, why are you shaming Holly for sharing her experiences?
Right.
And then she softened her stance a little bit and said, well, I wish her the best in this life. But I mean, Kendra, come on. You're 35 now.
What does it matter what anyone shares about their experience anymore? The beef is old. I mean, how many years ago did that show go off the air? I mean, that was big when we first started in the middle years, like 05 through 09 or something.
Yeah. And so anyway, and she's divorced. It was on Girls Next Door from 2005 to 2010.
Look at how good I was naming those years without knowing.
Yeah.
And then we interviewed her probably in 2011 in Las Vegas. Or 2012 maybe. And she was dating Chris Angel at the time, illusionist in Las Vegas. And since then, she's had a baby and named it Rainbow.
Yeah. I mean, Kendra has blasted it before that it was revenge and this and that, and it wasn't, she wasn't sharing stories really that were out of school about any of the other, she was sharing her experiences. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole, Curious Adventures and Cautionary Tales of former Playboy Bunny. I was fascinated.
Right.
Fascinated.
And we learned from that book all the meal prep, all the, you know, what they had to do, how boring it would be.
Well, no, we didn't really learn that from the book. I mean, she might have said that, but that's been known
like
about
you
him.
You taught me all that.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe. You know, Rocker, I toured the Playboy Mansion. I think
we've talked about that. Yeah.
It was absolutely frozen.
My son
in time.
Was fascinated with that. I said, yeah, Auntie Laurie and Uncle Casey have been there. And he's like, really? And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to talk into a rock to get in. And, you know, and you came back and you said the grotto, it just stunk. And, you know, I loved that
Charlotte,
story.
I put my foot in the water.
Because
and she's
it's
like,
gone
get
now.
Your foot out. There was a party here this weekend.
Right. And it's gone
it hasn't
now.
It's been cleaned.
It's still there, but it's.
I don't know what's happening.
It's not an open facility anymore.
That's Is that right. why you have a hot foot? Maybe you got like foot.
Yeah, who knows? VD. I don't think so.
Foot VD, an STD on your foot from putting it in the grotto.
Oh, Lord. And Holly or Kendra is a real estate agent now.
Yeah, she's.
Nobody's asking her to go on any podcasts.
There you go, Lori.
Right. Okay, right. J-Lo.
Where's Bridget, though? Remember how cute she was?
Yeah, J-Lo reveals who gave her the J-Lo nickname 20 years ago. Why is she talking about this? It was Heavy D.
Oh.
He called her that.
Who gave us the Low J?
Yeah, Jenny Lowe, Jennifer Lowe, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Ian did give us Low J. Lori, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, why is she?
She keeps talking.
I know it.
She's a media, you know.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.